now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have to have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Well, hello there. It's Coop Cooper with the Cocktail Nation radio show. This week we find out about a cool private eye who lives in a noir San Francisco of 1957 while hanging out at a famed tiki bar on his free nights. Also this week we introduce a new segment called Dear Cherry from a friend of the Cocktail Nation. Her name is Cherry Capri. Plus we talk driverless cars and find out what is going on in the latest Glory Days magazine. Roland Remington now and Martinique on the Cocktail Nation.
To ultraswank.net.
Night, stars above that shine so bright, the mystery of their fading light that shines upon our caravan. On my shoulder as we creep across the sand, so I may keep the memory of our caravan. This is so exciting. You are so inviting, resting in my arms as I thrill to the magic charms of you. Beside me here beneath the blue, my dream of love is coming true. Within our desert caravan. Night, 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 stars above that shine so bright, mystery are their fading light that shines upon our caravan. Sleep upon my shoulder as we creep across the sand so I may keep the memory of our caravan. Stars above that shine so bright, the mystery of their fading light that shines upon our caravan. Sleep upon my shoulder as we creep across the sand so I may keep the memory of our caravan. This is so exciting. You are so inviting. Resting in my arms as I thrill to the magic charm of you. Beside me here beneath the blue, my dream of love is coming true. Within our desert caravan. So bright, the mystery of their fading light that shines upon our caravan. Sleep upon my shoulder as we creep across the sand so I may keep my desert caravan. Thank you. this is so exciting. You are so inviting, resting in my arms as I thrill to the magic charm of you. Dream of love is coming true. Within our desert caravan.
Cocktail Nation with Anna Salaya and Caravans. Coop Cooper with you. Lounge Leader, all thanks to ultraswank.net. This week on the show, Darren Long talking about his new book, Dirk Dacquery in the Dancing Mai Tai. Private investigator Dirk Dacquery, a cool, wisecracking former detective fighting crime in the streets of 1957 San Francisco. Dirk prefers Aloha shirts to suits, enjoys Mai Tais and Martinis with a heavy dose of Martin Denny, Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin. And with his detective friend, Steve Hardman, Dirk solves a missing persons case while stumbling onto a drugs and prostitution ring. You can join in the action in beautiful San Francisco. It is a fabulous book. You'll absolutely love it. And I certainly encourage you to head over to Amazon.com and grab it today.
A few years back, maybe 10 years ago, I did some fiction writing. I actually took a correspondence course. Mainly how to write children's books. And it was something that was kind of interesting to me because I was never really into the idea of writing fiction. Mm. I always prefer history books and things on the JFK assassination and that kind of stuff. And so I actually learned some things from that. But it was a good 10 years later that I decided I actually wanted to try my hand at writing some of this private eye stuff.
Yeah.
So that was actually done. This was actually written mostly in 2013.
Well, you've done a fantastic job. I just love the book. And when I read it, I'm taken to San Francisco in the 50s, and that's all good. I wanted.
You know, I looked at it like San Francisco was like a co-star, not just a backdrop, you know, like in a lot of crime novels, there's supposed to be L.A. or something, and it's just all dark and gritty at night, and San Francisco's a beautiful city. I grew up there, and I thought, you know, I want to kind of show off the town, so I had to pull it back a little bit because my editing friend said, you're going a little bit over the top with the tourist stuff, you know. And I said, well, you know, I love San Francisco. Okay, I'll dial it back a little bit. But it's like San Francisco is not just the backdrop. It's like the co-star. And I've gotten a lot of good comments on that, that people say, hey, I really enjoyed the ride through San Francisco. And, you know, so that was a real nice compliment. That it's a little different from other stories that way.
The lead character, Dirk Dacquery, yeah. What sort of guy would you describe him as? He's I know that he's a cop who became a private eye. He's to me, he seems like a kind of a reasonably jovial guy who can kind of handle himself, and he loves his Hawaiian shirts. That's probably my key takeaway.
Yeah, I wanted him to be pretty laid back. He was modeled a little bit after Peter Gunn and Jim Rockford, Rockford Files, James Garner.
Yeah.
Just kind of a little more easygoing, kind of making fun of stuff all the time, always wisecracking, making fun of themselves. But he is, you know, he was in the Navy and he was a cop for 12 years, so he's just not a hard-boiled kind of private eye like other guys do.
Yeah.
He's a little more down-to-earth, more of a people person. If you notice, he gets along great with waitresses and bartenders, but he can rub elbows with politicians and movie stars and all kinds of stuff.
Imagine.
So, yeah, I wanted to make him a likable, kind of almost like a lovable character, as opposed to Sam Spade or somebody who you're kind of always standing back from him, trying to figure him out.
Yeah. I don't want to give away too much on the plot line, so I don't want to give away the plot line, but this is a really cool ride. It's a really cool detective story, riding through San Francisco with a likable character. As I was reading, I thought to myself, now, I wouldn't attempt to do what you've done, Darren, because I just think to myself, there's been so many Private Eye novels written. How do I come up with a new angle? I mean, it just, to me, just coming up with a new angle would be really, really tough. Did you find that difficult?
Well, you know, it's funny. I think it's like I was being naive or something, where I'm not a big reader of that genre. You know, like, I've had people mention a bunch of authors to me, and I'm like, I have to be honest and say, well, you know, I really don't. I know some of their characters because it was made into a TV movie or something. But I'm not a big reader of that, of crime, pulp fiction and all that.
Yeah.
And so I think I came at it from a fresh point of view. I wasn't really influenced by it too much. And I just thought, well, I'm going to write it the way I see it, which is this guy's in San Francisco, and he's into the tiki lounge thing, which is different. He doesn't like to wear a suit and tie and a hat. He likes Mai Tais, and he likes martinis. He likes Frank Sinatra, and he loves, you know, exotic music. He's just a different kind of character, and it's very based on a San Francisco type guy. And so I really didn't, I just kind of went for it. It wasn't really that planned out, to be honest.
Tiki Bob's. What was that based on?
Tiki Bob's, yeah, that was an original bar opened by Bob Bryant, who used to work at Trader Vic's just around the corner. And he opened Tiki Bob's in 55, and I think it ran through the mid to late 60s. So I tried to use a lot of, all the locations in there, about 99% are actual locations from the time period. There's a few fictitious places here and there, but
yeah,
I tried to be really, to make sure that these things happened in 1957, because I wasn't, you know, around yet.
Yeah.
But I still grew up in San Francisco in the late 60s. So a lot of these places are actually still there, the restaurants and the bars and places.
You know, I just love the book, and I can't wait for the next one. Tell me there's another one coming out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, in fact, it's called The Golden Chanteuse of Chinatown, and that'll be the next one in the series. I've got titles for over 20 possible stories, so it can keep me going for quite a while. And that's the thing, the beauty about San Francisco, again, is that there's so many places and people and experiences I've had in San Francisco that it's really a bottomless pit. You know, I could really just keep writing all the time about it. So,
before we go, I want to talk about the book cover. Who did the artwork on this? It's really cool.
Well, my friend in L.A., Eric October, who did the Meet the Tiki Delight CD cover. And I noticed on his website a couple years ago when I was first writing the story and thinking about artwork, he had on his website, he did a bunch of these pencil noir kind of drawings, mostly of famous tiki places, but very, you know, in that kind of noir style. And I made a mental note that, hey, that's a really cool idea for a book cover, to kind of do a series of drawings like that. So he's great to work with, and I give him the raw information about what I want, and then he's just really great about coming up with it. In fact, he's already almost finished the second one already, which will be released pretty soon.
Well, I look forward to that. Congratulations once again. You can grab the book on Amazon. And as I say, when I released my fiction book, I always encourage people, make sure you rate it and review it, because that helps it go up the Amazon charts there. It's one of the biggest things. I always say to people, I don't care so much about the buying. I care about the rating. So make sure you rate it, because you've got to buy it to rate it. Dirk Dacquery in The Dancing Mai Tai. It's available on Amazon right now. Check it out. It's a nice, easy read, and you'll absolutely love it. Congratulations once again, Darren.
Well, thanks very much, Coop. I appreciate the support.
The Cocktail Nation.
Yes, and I'm a rat.
Oh, you are?
Yes. Judy, please.
Broadcasting from the center of Sydney,
the Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
Nation with Miles Davis and Walken. Also played Les Baxter, Nightingale, and Martin Denny with Jungle Flower. Now, have you heard about these new driverless cars that they're talking about? They're saying that possibly within 5 years, we'll simply be getting in a car and not doing anything. Just kicking back, letting the car do all the work. I am very much against this idea. Very much. I just kind of think to myself, you know, really? This is going to wipe out an entire industry. Think of all the people who drive trucks, people who drive taxis, people who drive courier companies. I mean, really, this is going to wipe out an entire industry of people. And besides the fact, why are we so lazy we don't want to drive anymore? Really, can we do less? Anyway, I've written a blog / rant about this over on the website, cocktailnation.net. Check it out. Brand new segment, Cherry Capri joins me each week now with her new segment called Dear Cherry.
She's the girl who gives good advice, sugar and spice. Dear Cherry, Cherry Capri.
New Year's celebrations are over.
Happy New Year!
And so you did not get a facial tattoo or steal Mike Tyson's tiger, but you did have a little too much fun last night. As my friend Dr. Z says, the best hangover cure is the one you take the night before. Get plenty of B vitamins and lots of water before you hit the sack. In case you missed that opportunity, you can still pound hydrating fluids in the morning to take the sting out. If you have fallen off the wagon, please do not also fall off the face of the earth. If people are expecting to see you or hear from you, get a message out about your whereabouts and conditions. No one really wants to hear about your night, so keep your moans and groans to yourself. My rule is that you are allowed one serious get-out-of-jail-free card in your lifetime. After you've experienced your first hardcore hangover, learn the lesson. Enjoy the party, but please, drink sensibly.
Yeah, she's our favorite bon ami, dear Cherry, Cherry Capri.
America's queen of modernism, manners, and mirth, CherryCapri.com.
From the center of Sydney,
the Cocktail Nation.
Thank you. broadcasting from the Sydney penthouse, the Lounge Lothario, Coop Cooper. It's the Cocktail Nation with Coop Cooper.
Coctonation with Jimmy Vargas, Dahlia's Where Bid You Dare and Satin Doll. Note from Glory Days magazine, who I spoke to a little while ago on the radio show. They've got their third birthday edition, which has hit the newsstands. It's the party issue of Glory Days magazine. Got a spectacular illustrated cover by one Shag. I'll tell you what, it is just a fabulous cover. Worth it just to have just for the cover. But I can tell you what, there's some great stuff inside. You can explore the parties from the hedonistic jazz parties in the 1920s through to the wartime fundraising extravaganzas to the peak of the party in the 1950s and 60s, plus party soundtracks as well, party paraphernalia for every era, and some cool recipes as well. So check that out. If you head over to glorydaysmagazine.com, you can find out some more details. And a look at the world of swank now for pastimealbumclocks.com, the Oana Luau at the Lake, June 23, Lake George, New York, Hukilau, June 8 in Fort Lauderdale, Tiki Oasis, August 18 in San Diego, and a whole lot more gigs online at cocktailnation.net. We've got all the gigs there, so make sure you do check it out. Here's Steve Lawrence and Night and Day.
Like the beep, beep, beat of a tom-tom when the jungle shadows fall. Like the tick, tick, tock of the stately clock as it stands against the wall. Like the drip, drip, drip of the raindrop when the summer shower is through. So a voice within me keeps repeating, you, you. Night and day, you are the one. It's only you beneath the moon and under the sun. Whether near to me or far, doesn't matter where you are, I think about you. Night and day, day and night, why is it so that this longing for you follows wherever I go? In the roaring traffic's boom, in the silence of my lonely room, I think about you. Night and day, night and day, under the height of me, there's an oh such a hungry yearning burning inside of me. And its torment won't be through till I spend my life making love to you day and night. Night and day, inside of me, and its torment won't ever be through till you let me make love to you day and night. Night and day, like the beat, beat, beat of the tom-tom when the jungle shadows fall, I wanna love you. Night.
Thank you. Cocktail Nation with Coop Cooper, the man who has been rejected from numerous Islamic countries for being too good looking.
With Martini Heaven Tangan Over, Bunny Cassell before that, in Summertime. Well, next week on the show, another Eurospy special from my good friend and neighbour Kramer, who's stopping by. Going to leave you with Combustible Edison now and Cadillac. Stay hip.